Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, so Taylor Swift last night gave a surprise performance at the premiere of Toy Story 5 in Los Angeles. She played piano and sang her new song from the movie, I Knew It, I Knew You. But a second surprise came when the original songwriter for Toy Story, Randy Newman, duetted her on You've Got a Friend in Me.
Hey, Randy.
Hey. Very kind of you, thankfully. Kind words. I deserve them. No, I don't deserve them. You do. A hell of a song.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're nice.
This is, feels like a really good day, just personally. You feel like playing a song. You're all set up to do it.
So awesome. So Taylor Swift also is expected to have at least two bridesmaids at her upcoming wedding, supposedly at Madison Square Garden. Gigi Hadid and Selena Gomez, they were allegedly asked at the end of last year. Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Jenna Sims revealed that groom-to-be Travis Kelce is her hall pass, saying her pro golfer husband, Brooks Koepka, knows about her crush, and she met him at a tournament.
I planned my outfit. I was so excited to meet Travis Kelce. And Brooks was like, you are ridiculous. But he was so nice, so sweet. He played with Brooks. That's how I met him. And then at the Masters this past year, he came straight up to me and was like, hey, it's good to see you again. I was you remember me.
That's how I would be too. Come on, let's be honest. Farm Aid will be at Virginia Beach for the first time on September 26th. Of course, the lineup includes Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and even Dave Matthews. Disclosure Day actor Coleman Domingo, 56 years old, completed his first ever skydive with Bear Grylls over the Irish Sea for the season finale of Bear Grylls is Running Wild.
No thanks.
Wild man. Yeah, Bear Grylls is wild. Bad Bunny had a private meeting with Pope Leo in Madrid. No word on what they talked about. And Prime Video released a trailer for Legally Blonde, the prequel series called Elle. Teenage Elle Woods navigating high school, but in Seattle.
I'm Elle. What? I like iced coffee, the month of July, and when people dress kind of tennis-y, even if they don't play tennis. Did someone put you up to this?
L.A.
Yeah, that explains it.
What's wrong with L.A.?
Yeah. It premieres July 1st on Prime Video. Machine Gun Kelly got really sick when he had a massive blackout tattoo a few years ago. His lymph nodes were hit, his skin turned yellow, and he wasn't able to move certain parts of his upper body. So if you're planning a blackout tattoo, like a sleeve, probably shouldn't do that. Kevin Jonas recently revealed on the Hey Jonas podcast that he wingmanned so hard during his brother Nick's first date with now wife Priyanka Chopra 8 years ago.
I wingmanned hard.
He did.
I wingmanned so hard I threw up in the bathroom and rallied. No, praise. Clap, 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 clap.
Yeah, it was actually, it was a
no,
pro move.
No, he used to tell me when I hit my buttons.
So the group date was at the Hollywood Bowl's production of Beauty and the Beast, and it included friends to reduce the pressure. Oh, I left something out about the Toy Story 5 premiere. Taylor Swift brought her own VHS copy of the original movie for them all to sign. How awesome. Oh my gosh. She cracks me. I want to be friends with her. Okay. I got a dirt alert. And y'all, I usually love Charles Barkley. He makes me laugh, but he made a really crude remark about Cardi B's body during her NBA Finals halftime performance on Monday night.
We've been competing with Cardi B here. We lost. Hey, I don't know if those B's, that might be Cardi B's.
Yeah, not appropriate, dude. Anywho, okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it is baby girl approved this morning.
What can I say except you're welcome?